Hi, I'm JC. Welcome to the Forbidden Cities, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast. A podcast where Cindy and I talk about Keeper of the Lost Cities books, theories, characters, ships, and more.
Alright, so this is a random piece of my theory on what's going on with Elysian and Kenric and all of this stuff, like what it is. So we know from Unlocked that Elysian is connected to the Forgotten Secret and Orly's catch, which probably is also connected to whatever's in Kenric's catch, because he probably took some of her memories and put it in his catch to keep her more safe, because he's like that. But this is in Unlocked, on, I don't know what page, I'm sorry, I can't get it to tell me, but, while Sophie's looking at the memory in Orly's catch, and Orly, you know, leaned closer. It says, she leaned closer to his projection, shouting, "Why didn't you tell me when I'd remember it?" Talking about, why didn't Kenric say, "Oh, I know you're Sophie's mom," when she would remember. And then it says, Kenric, of course, didn't answer. And Sophie studied him, trying to decide if she wanted to laugh or cry or teleport somewhere far, far away. Another person she'd trusted, who'd hidden things and lied to her every time she saw him. That was the worst part of being the Moonlark, aside from having enemies trying to kill her all the time. No one was ever quite who they pretended to be. So that connects to in the excerpt or whatever the summary thing of Stellar Loon, where it's like people are in power and lied or, you know, something on that track.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Not about that exactly. So I think where you're losing me. Okay, so as I look at this, let me gather my thoughts. I was listening to our Fenton podcast. And in it, we're talking to Lily, and we said, okay, each book has focused on a different species, right? Now we're to where there's been a little bit of an attack on the goblins, but there hasn't been quite a full-on attack on the council.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the goblins and the council are left, I believe, when we talked about it. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to undermine trust in the council. So I do think you're right in that there's something buried
in the
council hid something, definitely because of the meaning of power and evil, the Lost City's greatest lie, all of that. I think you're on the right track there. It's just, I don't think it's that they made a human sanctuary or an elven sanctuary before. I just think,
mm-hmm.
It might be, like, in that arena, but like I guess when you say, I think you lose me when you say all of that about washers washing everybody and them trying to force everyone. I don't think that's quite it. I think it's in the ballpark, but that's when you're losing me. I think it's too specific. I need more evidence.
Let me look up what we know again, because I remember that we know somewhere that there is some sort of, like, human sanctuary. Like, it was actually confirmed in book one, and we just overlook it because it's so early in the...
Well, it wasn't made, I don't think. I think it was
hyped. Yeah.
Like,
so here you go.
But that was recent. That couldn't have been... That's too recent.
This is in book one. Mm-hmm. Alden is talking to Sophie, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this is around page 470. Let's see.
I do know this.
He shook his head. For thousands of years, the council reigned supreme. They were the wisest, most talented members of our society, working together for the greater good. No one questioned their authority, but for the past few decades, the past few decades have changed everything. Why? Humans. They've developed weapons powerful enough to destroy the planet. So about 60 years ago, a measure was brought before the council to create a new sanctuary specifically for humans, to relocate them for the good of the Earth and their own safety. It had a lot of support. Some very influential people have grown tired of hiding in the shadows while humans run amok throughout the globe, but the council rejected it, refusing to imprison an intelligent species. For the record, I agree with their decision. Sorry about the screaming in the background. My little sister has special needs and, you know, she makes noises. I know it's 2:00 in the morning, but it's fairly normal for her, so. Anyways. Sophie nodded. Humans would be devastated if their lives were uprooted in that way. The supporters of the initiative were angry with the council. Some called for members to resign, especially Brandt, since he was the most outspoken against the idea, and there were threats to go ahead with the plan anyway. The council didn't take the threats seriously, but they forbade human contact of any kind, so that's when the human protection program ended, and recruited telepaths like myself to keep our minds open for suspicious activity. All talk of rebellion vanished, and the council was satisfied. Crisis solved. He sighed. I always suspect the rebels moved underground, though I never would have guessed that there was more than one group. I'm afraid I've been almost as blind as the council. His shoulders sagged as he stared at the ground. Even when I found your DNA, none of the counselors would believe you really existed, or that if you did.
I think this is as far as it goes.
It turns into an elf try to burn the Forbidden City to the ground, so sort of connected, but yeah, then it turns into something different. So
okay. That's what I'm saying, is the council forbade it. I don't think it was swapped around.
Well, here's the
council
thing.
Isn't on board with the Neverseen's plan. They're against it.
Well, not so officially.
That's why I don't buy it.
And like, here's why I say this. One second.
Because, I hear a child crying in your house.
That's my special needs sister. In Lodestar, page 627, you already know where I'm going. Fenton's eyes focused on Sophie in the summit, his lips curling to a smile like if her prickles. The problem is humans. What do we do, Fenton asked, with a species that's clever enough to create and yet foolish enough to design its own ruin? Creatures so violent, they're always at war, but with others of their own kind. Creatures that destroy everything they touch, including this planet we're all forced to share. Creatures so prolific, they've consumed the majority of the productive lands, and yet even the counselors themselves refuse to classify them as intelligent. Creatures we hold to no treaties, no codes of honor, and no laws except their own flawed logic. Creatures that don't even know we exist. His eyes roved around the table before coming to rest again on Sophie. To them, we're nothing more than silly stories and legends. We're magical, mythical, credited to their own fanciful imaginations. And should they discover our existence, their only response would be violence. And yet, what has our council done about it? So I think that's going to be, at least that's Fenton's style of undermining the council, is definitely focusing on the humans. And focusing on the humans should be in prison, the humans should be regulated, why aren't we doing anything?
For sure, but that's why I'm saying the council did not try to do a sanctuary.
Well, Fenton was a counselor.
Yes. But Fenton got kicked off for that very reason.
He got kicked off because of the pyrokinesis.
You're right, right.
So, what I'm wondering is, why is this, because we know Alden's super old. Would the timeline line up so that this happened?
No, it says 60 years ago.
Wait, in book one, he said 60 years ago? Mm-hmm. Yep. So how long ago did Fenton leave the council? Do we know?
It was...
Because it could have been the most recent. Not... one.
Yeah.
It would have had to be long enough before for pyrokinesis to be banned, but do we know when pyrokinesis was banned?
Let me see.
Let's see if I can...
I don't think it... Okay, what are you saying? I'm not following at all.
Alright, so...
That the council did that? No, okay, here's why. Because if the council were on board, it doesn't work to me. It sounds like the majority of people think humans are a problem. The majority of people...
They thought they were afraid.
...are never seen like then.
Well, the never seen are, like, so basically, the council's like, we're gonna monitor any rebellion. What happened was these rebels all ended up grouping together and deciding humans are a problem, humans are a problem. So that's the never seen's whole... founding like thing. The never seen began because humans are a problem. So all of these other missions, all of these other little things they're doing, all of the little attacks on the species, this is all mounting up because in the end they're going to try to kill off the humans. Or sanctuary
but
them
I don't...
so that the timeline to extinction doesn't begin. Wow.
I think the idea that the council ever tried to be the never seen, I don't buy it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's no conflict. When you say that, I don't buy it. So I agree with everything you're saying. It's just that the whole thread doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. I think you're right. I doubt that they actually, like, did the sanctuary. I doubt that was actually a thing that happened. But I wonder if there were some supporters.
Hold because, on. You know, my same. Computer's dying.
Oh, you're good.
Give me a second. I can still hear you. You can keep talking.
You're good. I wonder if at some point, like, before... Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, at some point before, you know, the council is just like, okay, no more talking about this. I wonder if some of the counselors were on the side that, oh, we should get rid of humans. Like, they were on that side. You know, specifically maybe Tarek, because he's suspicious a lot of the time. And he takes Sophie, if you remember, in the very beginning of the series, he takes her back to the Forbidden Cities for no, like, no reason that we know now. He's just like, oh, yeah, wasn't that a thing that happened?
But no one's suspicious of it. The counselors aren't suspicious of the other counselors. I don't
For a
think
little while they
recent.
Were. Orly
I don't
was.
Get vibes.
Hold on. Orly was suspicious of them for a while. And I gotta find this. Because she.
But there's not enough. There's not. So you're saying then they washed their minds of all of it?
So. I don't know where the washing comes in. Hold on.
Okay.
Elysian?
I don't think this was... Here's I don't know how to explain what I don't think, but I don't think it.
Here's why I'm overthinking it. Was, back to that scene in Unlocked where Sophie and Orly are talking. Orly dropped her hands and stepped back, letting out a long, heavy breath. This has to stop, Sophie. We have to start working together. No more secrets, no more lies. You don't have to like me or forgive me, but you do have to trust me. And I'll do the same for you. There's too much at stake, and not just for Keith. I don't know what Elysian is or what it has to do with Stellar Loon, but the fear I cannot remember feeling in Kenric was unlike anything I've ever experienced from him. He was always calm and collected, even under incredibly fraught circumstances. So for him to be that worried... Her voice hitched and she turned away. We have to find his catch now. So... Whatever Elysian is, was enough to completely throw Kenric off, like, to make him scared, which means he thought it was, like, an imminent threat. This was... Orly had already participated in Project Moonlark, so this was 16 years before the series, maybe. You know, Forgel said they never froze Sophie's embryo. So, whatever it is, if it is the sanctuary, the chosen humans go, because remember the list of Criterion and Lodestar that... they were making according to whenever Keith was like, oh, I'd save that human. And he just thought it was a joke. But that was completely serious. They were like, okay, what are the ideal humans? Like, what are the ones Keith would pick? And for some purpose, somehow, Gisella thinks she brought Keith up to be able to choose the humans in the best way. She's like, okay, he has this role in my plan. And his role is to be the one who makes the Criterion. Maybe it's some kind of subconscious thing she thinks she's trained him into, or when she drink the elixirs or something. But somehow that's related to the land that the chosen people go to, which would be Elysian. And then, you know, the rest have to die, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I don't know why it had to be a forgotten memory. But that means there's something actually happened, whether...
Okay. Okay, well, first of all, it's not going to be recent, I don't think. Maybe Vespera era type stuff?
Why did Kenric
like, Vespera was working with...
Why did Kenric interrogate Fenton, then?
Yeah. Okay. If we set the timeline back... much, much before the latest. Okay, so we know there was 60 years ago there were elves who wanted to do a human sanctuary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would separate that completely from this other thing and set that timeline way back in Vespera time. Vespera, Fenton, ancient things. I can buy that the council was... working in that way. Kind of like the secret of in Nightfall, where it was like, oh, Vespera was doing these experiments. Like, oh, maybe the council was working with her. Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, that I can buy. I can definitely buy into that.
That long ago.
Yes, I just can't buy into it any sooner than that.
I could because see that.
If it were sooner, I think there would be a lot more council suspicion, like between the counselors, if they were ever divided, or anything of that sort. So maybe we should head to Nightfall era stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna flip through Nightfall.
I'm gonna reread.
Because there's the facility of humans in Atlantis. And Atlantis was... Yeah. I'm gonna look up Nightfall on the wiki and see what people have said. Like, Is Nightfall the name of the human city? I mean, humans... The Vespera stuff?
Yeah, I think that's what she called her experimentation facility.
Okay. Let's see if I can search. Where's the searching bar on the wiki? Where? Where's it at?
On the side, like the left top part.
It's not coming up. Why is it not coming up?
So... Bless you.
How do I search? Why is... Oh, there it is. Okay. Search and... Nightfall. So Vespera's Nightfall.
When Kendrick interrogated Fenton, he asked him about what Stellar Loon was. Stellar Loon over and over. And Onorley was like, he's not lying. And Kendrick was like, no, you know it. What is Stellar Loon? And that was the interrogation. But meanwhile, Kendrick was searching his mind for Elysian.
Okay, so we know humans plotted to overthrow the elves, too. Like, this says... I wonder if the council could have, like, done stuff to the humans or something.
Yeah. Like, back whenever... Well, see, we're talking, like, so far ago that humans and, like, the humans would have walked in Atlantis. Like, it was completely normal.
Yeah, so that was, like...
Oh, wait, Sydney. What happened that... I wonder if a bunch of them were killed, the humans.
Yeah.
Because there would have been so many that they wouldn't have been able to fit. I mean, the Elven cities aren't that big, but, like, think about... They would have had to, like, relocate all of these people just to the human cities, wipe all of those memories. I wonder if...
What if they flooded Atlantis?
Oh, no. That was the original. Would have killed elves, because... too.
Okay, because...
This is not before necessarily. They sunk it. This is before they sunk it.
Yeah. Okay, if you have a bunch of elves in Atlantis who know, or people, okay, if you have a bunch of humans in Atlantis who know about the elves, I wonder if I had anything.
There's, like, a bunch of pieces that I want to connect, but I can't, I don't know what the connecting piece is.
Sorry.
That's the problem, bless you. It's like, bless you. We don't know. I don't think Shannon's told us enough to connect it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, really, the question is, what was it that scared Kendrick so much? And that's Elysian, and that's whatever, I guess, the plan was. And I know it has something to do with humans, and I know it has something to do with killing humans, relocating them. I just don't know if that happened. Or if it's going to happen. Like, maybe the council wanted it to happen in the future at some point.
Uh-huh.
It would have made more sense that it happened, otherwise Kendrick would have stopped it. What if he was the one standing in the way?
I don't think it... Why? I think maybe he found, what if there was an ancient plan set in motion, and it's still being set in motion?
And Kendrick found out about it, he was on to it, started interrogating Fenton, and Fenton was like, oh no, he's on to me, I gotta kill him.
Yeah. Like, something Fenton set in motion while he was on the council, and then also... No. Because they wanted to break Vespera out for a reason, and yeah. Gisela keeps... Gisela is actually more gray, because she keeps dismantling whatever Fenton is doing in favor of her own thing, and she keeps warning Sophie that, like, Fenton's doing bad stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she doesn't completely side with him. I don't know if she's doing that intentionally to distract Sophie, or yeah. if she truly has a, you know, a little bit of a different, because she talks about Keith's legacy, and uh-huh. that seems to be a little bit different from whatever Fenton, you know, kind of wants his legacy to be. Yeah. Like, maybe Gisela's, like, the difference between Gisela's plan and Fenton's plan is that in Fenton's plan, he's the king of the humans, but in Gisela's plan, Keith is the king of the humans. So in her mind, she's better because she's selfless and wants to do good things for her son. No. And she somehow... Mm. Well, another thing is she treated him whenever he was a baby. And his new ability is supposed to... Like, it's basically mind control.
That I would think make it basically, easier
to control the humans. Okay. Oh, is Keith supposed to be a humane way to control the humans without having to put them all in a sanctuary and kill, like, the extras? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was pretty obvious.
That's what her difference is. She doesn't want to kill them.
But then, and then, all well, maybe that or controlling them till she kills them. And Keith is her way to judge between the people. Because he can sense someone's potential.
Well, think and about he's, it.
Remember, before his, you know what I bet? I bet Fenton trying to get Keith to decide who he would save mm-hmm. is... Fenton being like, oh, he already has the Stellar Loon in him. He already knows how to sense potential. Sense the potential, Keith. But he doesn't realize that Gisela hadn't, like, unlocked that yet. So I think Keith is her way of deciding who should live and who shouldn't. And also controlling them to find that out.
Mm-hmm. I think that could possibly be it. But what if Gisela is... She doesn't like Fenton's plan. She thinks she mm-hmm. has the moral high ground because she doesn't want to kill the humans. She just wants to control them. Like, Keith can control them without having to kill them because he can just say, you know, stop, and then everyone freezes.
Yeah, but if you're on the point where you're going to treat people like animals, there's a very small step to killing them.
But she thinks it's humane because the elves are scared of violence.
No, she also wants to be like Vespera and make elves strong to where they aren't afraid to be violent.
Wait, does she like... Did Gisela like violence?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she
Gisela was, like, very, very interested in Vespera's experimentation and making the humans not afraid of violence. Remember when they had their little partnership? Mm-hmm. So okay. I think Gisela has a very, there are buzzwords I could use, but I don't want to say them on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Where she's like, okay, we're going to be the best. I don't know. Okay, hold on. I'm looking for, where in Unlocked, yeah, where... She has control problems. mm-hmm. I don't think she wants to wipe them out. Like, I think she wants to find out who she wants to keep. Mm-hmm. And Keith is her way of controlling them so she can, like, decide what humans do what and all of that kind of thing. But what did the council do in the past? Okay, hold on. I've got to go in the other room and blow my nose. I have such bad allergies right now.
You're good.
Give me a second. In Unlocked. Hold on. I want to find where Sophie talks about the Never Seen in Unlocked.
In Unlocked?
Yeah.
Which part?
Okay. You mean, like, in the Never beginning Seen half? 383. Okay. No, in the, like, appendix, like, the information part.
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, this is another, Cindy, this is another big thing. I just realized it. I was skimming the rest of the Kendrick and Orly scene. And she's telling, saying, like, tell me about Elysian and Stella Loon and everything else you're investigating. You came to me for help, so let me help. And he's like, you already have, far more than you know. Fintan was calmer with you there, and that allowed me to slip past his guard. You breached his mind? Why? Kendrick backed away, resuming his pacing. The same reason I always breach someone's mind, but I didn't find the information I was looking for, in case you're wondering. That's probably good news, though. At least this mess is a little more contained than I feared. I just wished I could find the source of the leak. I'm getting tired of your vagueness and riddles, the projection of Orly warned. Listen, Kendrick is looking for the leak. Now, what does he mean exactly? He's talking about probably the leak of, you know, whoever's supporting this human protection program, or not the human protection program, but the human, sanctuary. Because the council, at this point, was maybe still trying to quell the rebellion. And Kendrick is focused on that because he's the one who's washing minds and searching minds and stuff. And so, he said that he didn't find the information he was looking for in Fintan's mind. And he said it's probably good news, but that doesn't mean the information didn't exist. I bet Fintan knew Kendrick was in his mind and wasn't sure if Kendrick found the information. And that's why he targeted him. But that's a confirmation that there's some kind of leak. Which makes me wonder, because specifically, like is mentioned in the scene, that Fintan is a former counselor. So I don't know if he's specifically looking at former counselors and trying to find out which one of them was involved with it. Because you must be right about the timeline, Cindy, about it happening way back in ancient times. Because why else would he go to see Fintan?
Yeah. I feel like, okay, I'm thinking Nightfall is a big key. And then also, listen, I'm looking, I'm looking at Unlocked and all the information there. She wrote this book called The Archetype and locked it with a special key that Keith found hidden at Candleshade. I guess it's her long, boring explanation of all her theories, some of which are based on Vespera's ideas. But Vespera seems to think Gisela is so wrong about a ton of stuff and that they actually have opposite visions. Okay, she wrote something called an archetype. Isn't that, like, what's the definition of is that how you say it? Archetype, right?
Yeah.
The definition is a typical example of a certain person or thing. Or the book is a perfect archetype of the genre. Or in psychology, I wonder what that means.
Well, in psychology,
something it's molded first as a model.
Yeah, it's like the best example of something. It's like the ideal mind is the archetype of the mind.
Yeah, so that's why I think she's trying to get to like an ideal.
So Criterion contributes to the archetype, I guess. So Criterion is Lady Gisela's version of archetype. But was that correct? Like, did I hear you correctly? You said that Gisela didn't like some of it?
Fintan. Okay. There's Vespera, there's Gisela, and there's Fintan. Fintan's version of it is Criterion. Okay? He tried to use Keith, probably thought he had his ability, was like, heard all that those little pieces, locked Gisela away, was like, okay, now I'm going to still use her son because she said he's special, whatever. Okay? So that's what Fintan's trying to do. But then you have Gisela, who is using her son as the person to decipher the archetype. Like, I think she created Keith so that he would be able to control and to also tell the potential so she can decide what potential. He's like the information supplier to her. To her, once he tells her the potential of certain people and controls them to bring them to her, you know, that kind of thing, then she's like, okay, you go here, you die, you get to go to Elysian, that kind of thing. She's trying to set herself up as the judge of everything, in my opinion. But then you have Vespera, who is doing I don't know exactly what she wants, but it's darker and less control-oriented. It's like Gisella's an 8 and Vespera's a 5. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So,
that's Enneagram, by the way, guys. She's not, like, rating them on a scale of 1 to 10. She's trying to, like, guess their Enneagram, basically.
Sorry, my allergies are so bad.
You're good.
But I wonder if anything happened. I wonder, honestly, the sinking of Atlantis?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that wasn't a massacre. Because that's something that you would definitely have to lock away in a cache that would definitely break people's minds. Mm-hmm. Undermine trust in the council. Show that they're just as inhumane. And it's something that happened. They sunk Atlantis. I wonder if there wasn't, like, a rebellion happening in Atlantis. And instead of fighting...
because they just sunk it.
Yes, yes. Because the humans were revolting because of Vespera.
And that's why Nightfall is there with the statue. Ooh. Oh, I'm so glad we're recording.
Sunk Atlantis. Because we know Atlantis sunk. And in all the legends, it sinks underwater. It doesn't survive, does it? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Atlantis legends. Whoa, hold up. Atlantis legends. Hold on. National Geographic says... Wait. Oh no, it's not letting me keep reading because I am not signed in. Crap. Okay, we're gonna go.
I'm so tired, guys. I've been
okay, the first thing that comes up is the legend of Atlantis is a story about moral, spiritual people who lived in a highly advanced utopian civilization. Mm-hmm. But they became greedy, petty, and morally bankrupt, and the gods became angry because the people had lost their way and turned to immoral pursuits. So they sunk it!
Uh-huh.
That's the... Okay, you know, we talk about Atlantis sinking, but wait. I bet it was a massacre. Like, in the actual original...
Like, we're talking Noah's Ark here.
Yeah. Okay, Wikipedia.
And the council built the stinking statue as the promise that they never massacre the humans again. I can't. They really have a god complex.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Yeah. The story concludes with Atlantis falling out of favor with the deities and submerging into the Atlantic Ocean.
Did people die?
Could they have sunk it?
I think
so. Yeah, because they talk about Atlantis from book one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Atlantis is the first city that's introduced.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to read... Okay.
See, book 6 is the one that I haven't bought. Of course it'd be the one book I haven't bought that I have to go buy now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on a minute.
That would be the important book.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking at the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a lot of things that could be easy inspiration for Shannon. Okay, so listen to this. I'm just going to read this out loud to you, Jay-Z. Okay? And if you want to, you can follow along. Just look up Atlantis Wikipedia. Okay. So in what Plato wrote about... No, this is what Socrates wrote about Plato's idea of Atlantis. So this guy, in this dialogue, Critias, which is funny because Criterion, mentions a tale he considered to be historical that would make the perfect example and follows by describing Atlantis as recorded, etc. In his account, ancient Athens seems to represent the perfect society and Atlantis its opponent. So we have the perfect narrative thing. According to Critias, in Plato's metaphorical tale, Poseidon fell in love with Cleito, the daughter of so-and-so, who bore him twins.
so and so. There's a bunch of twins in this, first of all. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Then. Hold on. I'm trying to find all the. Tell me what happened to Atlantis.
Ooh, come on. Sydney, once you finish this, I have a big thing to also say.
Okay. Okay, I don't want to know the location of Atlantis. Tell me what happened to it. Okay, so what I'm gathering is Atlantis was sunk by the gods because they were mad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hear,
go ahead. Yep, I'm going to mute you and listen and go blow my nose again because I'm still having bad allergies. Okay, so but I'm listening.
In the beginning of Unlocked, it says, Atlantis. This gleaming silver metropolis is hidden under the ocean beneath a dome of air, much like the human myths about Atlantis claim. The reason those legends are somewhat accurate is because Atlantis was designed to be a place where elves and humans united their cultures, and for a brief time, that's exactly what it was. But then, the humans planned an uprising and forced the elves to disappear. Though recent evidence suggests there may be more to that story. Since light doesn't reach Atlantis, visitors must begin their journey at a small rocky outcropping in the middle of the ocean and create a whirlpool that allows them to slide down, blah blah blah. Not as important stuff. And then it says, the starlight effect, the unity fountain, a remnant from the city's human history, and then it goes back into it. But the key thing, the humans planned an uprising and forced the elves to disappear, though recent evidence suggests there may be more to that story.
Yep, that's what I was saying a minute ago, is mm-hmm. the rebellion. It's Vespera talks, they talk about it when they talk about Vespera. Hold on a second. Give me a second.
You're good.
I feel like I just read it. Yeah, okay, where is it? I feel like I really just read it. But yeah, that's definitely true. Is, what am I trying to say? My brain is, like, going in a thousand
places. We might need
places.
To go to bed and come back to this.
But we're so close. Okay. What does Saloon have to do with it?
Stellar Loon? I don't think we know
okay,
what Stellar Loon
is. Okay, Stellar Loon. Mm-hmm. Stellar Loon Wiki. Hold on. I want to look at the information that we have. It's a merging of light and dark, because shadow flux and quintessence is one thing about it.
Okay, I wrote a whole thing on this. Hold on. In Stellar Loon, we find Fintan didn't know about. In Unlocked, we find Fintan didn't know about. Neither does anyone, really, but Gisella used it as a part of her pre-pregnancy treatment and says it brings out someone's full potential. So, my theory was she uses Stellar Loon to bring out Keith's full potential, both abilities, and to make it where he can sense potential.
Yeah, it's... Okay, it's all about progress to them. It's all about, let's get rid of everyone that we don't think is gonna have potential to move us forward. You see what I'm saying?
I think so,
it's all about people's... I
yeah.
And that's kind of what Vespera was doing.
Because, I mean, they have that mindset already in the Lost Cities, because they already have the mindset of, you know, you don't want to have a lot of kids because it could mess up the gene pool, and you don't want the talentless because they don't really contribute to society, and, I mean,
yeah,
like, all of these things of the strong basically survive.
Yep. Yeah, and what, this whole time, what has been keeping the elves from doing anything to the humans that's inhumane. It would be their guilt factor. Mm-hmm. And so Vespera is trying to get rid of the guilt factor. So is... Yep. Marcella. And so Vespera is the piece that helps... is going to help get rid of the guilt factor. She's done all these experimentation. Then Jacela's the piece that's like, let me control it, and Fenton and her are having a power struggle. That's why they both want Vespera, because both of them can make them feel not guilty without erasing things from their memory.
Yeah. Because, well, Fenton already has some technique, because they were talking about that, and they were like, how is Fenton's mind not broken from what he did to Kenric? And they were like, he does something where he, like, Keith, I think, said that he, like, can erase the memory, basically.
Uh-huh. But that's got to be so inconvenient. You can't just erase everything you're doing every day. Right.
It's got to be... I mean, I'm sure it's something he learned from Vespera.
Yeah. No, I think he's just washing. Erasing somehow. He's learned how to do that kind of... Well, maybe from Vespera. But Vespera somehow... She has to do with, like, knowing the secret to not being guilt, having guilt, which she figured out by doing all this human experimentation. Mm-hmm. But then,
yeah. Maybe the ideal human so is then someone that doesn't they, get guilty.
Well, no, I think that's what they're trying to do, the elves. Is humans can do horrible things without breaking their minds. And that's what the evil elves are jealous of. Mm-hmm. It's like, why can't we be killers? Why can't we be that, like that?
Because they need it for their mission.
Yes, in order to create a perfect world. So they have a perfect society. They don't have a perfect earth. Mm-hmm. They want a perfect earth. And so in order to control and to do that, they have to get past this block. So that's what Vespera was trying to get by. But she caused the humans to revolt. And then they had to sink Atlantis to kill the humans who knew about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you have washers, you're right, are kind of important, because why didn't they just wash everyone's minds? It could have been that they were, like, literally in the middle of revolting, like, a full-on war. And so they were like, we gotta sink them.
Right.
I wonder if Sepordine... could be, okay, this is how we're gonna make the humans sleep until we get enough, like, non-guiltiness to where we can kill them.
Right. That's a good point. Because supporting, I mean, it's a long-term solution in the sense that you don't really undo it, but it doesn't, like, get rid of humans completely. It would kind of feel unfinished, I guess, to them.
Yeah, and then you have to keep them alive somehow. You have to feed them.
Well, do you? Whenever you're supporting, do you have to eat?
I don't know.
That wasn't really...
Yeah. Sick. Or, could so... Supporting could... Supporting's for the elves who aren't consenting.
Say it again?
What if supporting is for the elves who aren't... Oh, who don't along with consent. Yeah. Because you don't want to kill an elf when you're racist like that. They're like, no, we're not going to kill our own. We are the best. I bet they sunk Atlantis.
Yeah.
The Lost City's greatest lie.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you read this... She's gonna follow the... So Sophie's gonna follow the trail of Stellarlune and Elysian. So, but it has something to do with potential and deciding between people. What?
Stellarlune. Star, moon. This star only rises at nightfall. It's connected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but I promise it's gonna come up. Stellarlune...
Star...
Brings out potential... The star, you know, the potential star, those things are connected, only rises at nightfall.
Yeah.
There's no light. Light doesn't naturally occur in Atlantis. I was just reading this. Hold on. light doesn't naturally, or, like, can't reach Atlantis. So what does it say? Since light doesn't reach Atlantis because they can't light leap there, so it's like Atlantis is literally a nightfall in a lot of ways for the Elven society.
Mm-hmm. But Lady Gisela's is in a mountain.
But I feel like... Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, that thing.
Uh-huh.
What if... Wait, did
what
they go there?
What if the star has to do with... In the same way they sunk Atlantis, like death. Nightfall is... Like, the jewels only come out... I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, but star, moon, stellar, loon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a star...
Star, rising, nightfall.
Because well, you have a star, so you have something that emits light and something that reflects light.
Mm-hmm.
You also have quintessence and shadow flux. So they're two contrasting things.
Mm-hmm.
So light and dark. I wonder if that's how it brings out potential. Or, like, truth. Because there's no gray.
Yeah, quintessence. No gray area. Because that's a big thing, is Mr. Fork will always be like, oh, it's all a lovely shade of gray. I love, we're just kind of naming vague things in the series now. I think we need to sleep, and then we'll be able to, like, say more defined things.
Yeah. Okay.
This can be part one of this. What
It's like I know where it's headed, I just don't know the specifics.
Right.
Which I guess is where Sophie's at. But I think we're a little further along than Sophie sometimes.
Honestly.
Yeah. She's a little, got a little, a lot more distractions. So, but.
Yeah.
You know, we could go back and look at what they said. Okay. So the theory about the council sinking Atlantis.
No, that's definitely, that's, I like that theory.
Yeah, I do too. It's dark. It's something big enough to be like, whoa. Because basically the council's greatest, or the lie in the Lost Cities is the council is moral and good. Right? Mm-hmm. But if you find out the council did something bad, in the same way, like, we find out things that our government did, and we're like, whoa, and it undermines trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure, because it just came out of nowhere. But, yeah. I'm going to look up, okay, maybe not right now, but we need to look at every single time Atlantis is mentioned.
In the series, yeah.
Yeah. Like, keyword search it.
And go through. That can be a part two. Sydney, I'm so tired.
Yep.
I have to do the dishes and
okay,
fly
yeah.
bed. So, I think this could be a part one, like, theory, like, of, I don't even know what this is, a theory of Elysian and of, I guess, of Stellar Loon.
With Sydney sniffling because of her allergies in the background of the whole thing.
It's okay. But, yeah. I can go through and edit this one. But,
Thank you.
Yeah. So that, this can be part one, and then we will release a part two at some point of, hopefully, us whenever we have a bit more brain cells. But, also
I have brain cells, so I'm gonna go... Yeah, I'm going to go through Nightfall in a second, and just send you what I find while you do the dishes.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for listening to whatever episode this is, and hopefully you'll listen to the part two. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Cities podcast. Leave us a review and tell a friend about the podcast if you liked us. Email us with comments and episode suggestions at theforbiddencitiespodcast@gmail.com. And to follow us on Instagram, just search @forbiddencitiespodcast.